This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in November of last year. We're talking about no other than Global Track Solutions, Inc., and you can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PSYC. With us today is the CEO. He's going to bring us up to speed and tell us what's going on with the company. He's Mr. David Flores. David, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be back. Thank you so much, Everett.
Hey, before we get started, we've got a lot of new listeners. Just give them a little bit of an about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. So Global Track Solutions, Inc., we are a media leader for the medicinal psychedelic space. We do that through our 100% owned and operated media platform, psychedelicspotlight.com, which has become one of the largest and most prominent platforms for news and information for the medicinal psychedelics space. And so with that, you know, we aim to be leaders and disruptors for this emerging sector of medicinal psychedelics. We've got one of the best, if not the best, ticker symbols for the industry out there in PSYC. And so, you know, just looking to build value, you know, for our company, for our shareholders. Media is at our core. That's who we are. That's what we do. But we definitely aim to be a very, very key player within this industry as it continues to evolve over the next several years.
You know, January 3rd, you guys put out a press release just basically highlighting some of the things on the achievements of 2021. That being said, can you give us what the achievements were last year, particularly with monetizing Psychedelic Spotlight and how you believe they helped set the stage for being successful here in 2022?
Absolutely. You know, I think we were able to close 2021 out on a positive note, particularly through our growth and evolution of Psychedelic Spotlight. You know, the challenge that we were faced with going into 2021 was, you know, how are we going to build a prominent audience for Psychedelic Spotlight? And then how were we going to be able to monetize it? And I think as the year went on, we were able to start to tackle that challenge quite effectively here. And I got to give a ton of credit to the Psychedelic Spotlight team. I mean, they've just been incredible with what they've been able to do here and helping to build out that platform over the last several months. But as we mentioned in that press release that you referenced, Everett, you know, we were able to bring in, you know, roughly $25,000 in revenue through Psychedelic Spotlight in the fourth quarter alone. It's a modest number, but I remind everyone you got to start somewhere. And for us, you know, that was a combination of advertisement, sponsorships, paid media services, and things of that nature. But we're still just beginning to scratch the surface of the true monetization potential here that I believe is present with our Psychedelic Spotlight platform. But most importantly, too, is just the audience and the very loyal following that we've established for it. It's top ranking on Google for psychedelic news. We're seeing more than 500,000 page views to the site each and every month. And I think also what's most important to me, I think, is the loyalty that we have here and that we've established amongst our followers and amongst, you know, some of the leaders within the space, advocates, and all other companies that are operating within this industry as well. They know who we are. They are very proud and thankful of the voice that we are lending to this industry through the content that we are producing. And so what we've been able to do in effect is, you know, establish a foundation for ourselves, establish a foundation for PSYC that we can now start to build off of. And that really is our focus going into 2022 now, is how do we expand on the foundation that we've established through Psychedelic Spotlight.
You know, the last couple of weeks you put out some great press on basically building, strengthening your leadership team, adding a lot of, I think, great pieces that maybe you're missing about brand awareness, moving forward. That being said, tell us about some of the people who have recently joined the advisory board in the recent weeks, and can you tell me a little bit about the value, what these individuals are going to bring to your company?
Absolutely. First things first, you know, we're a media company. That's who we are. And I've always ran with the mantra and the belief that no matter what you do, you know, you want to be the best at it. And, you know, perhaps that's a value that was instilled into me by my late father, who was a carpet cleaner, you know, not a fancy, luxurious job by any stretch of the imagination, but you would have been hard pressed to find someone who was better at his trade than he was. And so for us, we want to be the biggest and we want to be the best and the most successful media company within the medicinal psychedelic space. And so being able to surround ourselves with individuals and experienced professionals who are able to come in and, whether it's with myself or whether it's with the psychedelic spotlight team, be able to provide that level of knowledge and expertise. For me, Everett, I don't want to surround myself with individuals who are going to tell me everything I'm doing right. I want to know, what am I not doing right? What am I doing wrong? What opportunities am I missing and not taking advantage of? And that's exactly what these individuals who we've been able to bring on our advisory board are able to do here. So, you know, you look at a gentleman like Christopher Patanti, who's the national director of marketing for the Dayglow brand out in Las Vegas. He brings a wealth of knowledge and experience within the marketing and business operations sector, and we absolutely intend to make the most use of that experience. And then a gentleman by the name of Craig Schlesinger, who brings public finance and corporate financial experience here to the table, and is really helping us refine our image within the public market sector. Sarah Abelson, you know, who has been our director of psychedelic spotlight for the last year and a half, and who's actually been here since day one with me, you know, bringing her on and having her expand on our marketing strategies. And then we've got Mitchell Schlesinger, you know, who brings over 30 years of experience in sales, branding, and marketing. All of these individuals, Everett, you know, are coming in. They're bringing their collective knowledge and experience here to the table. They share in the passion of the potential that we have here with Psychedelic Spotlight and the company that we can build here with PSYC over the next several years. And so I'm very, very excited to be able to surround myself and the team here with these individuals. And it's also about identifying certain individuals that we think, you know, may be able to fit into roles here as the company continues to grow, certain C-level suite positions as we expand our executive team and as we look to expand on our board of directors and eventually bring on an independent board of directors. And we think, you know, with these individuals here, you know, they may at one point, you know, over the next several months, fill some of these roles that will inevitably need to be filled on the C-level side of things here for the company. So very excited, and I'm very, very privileged to have the opportunity to be working alongside them. And I think it's just indicative of the potential that we have here and the direction that we're moving in.
What is the company doing to help stand out amongst some of the other media platforms within the psychedelic space?
Yeah, so our focus here, and this is another thing that I want to circle back to, is listen, you know, if anything we were able to accomplish in 2021 was we were able to show people that, you know, we are able to follow through with our commitments. You know, a year and a half ago when I would come on shows like this, the only thing I had to stand on was my word. You know, I would come out and I would say, listen, we plan to do this. We intend to do this. Now we can look back and we could say, listen, you know, our goal year and a half ago was to turn Psychedelic Spotlight into the most prominent and recognized news and information hub for psychedelics. Well, we've done that. And so I hope, if nothing else, that demonstrates our ability to follow through with these commitments. And so here today, you know, when I say we want to grow PSYC as a public company into a leader and a disruptor for the medicinal psychedelic space, I hope certain people out there, you know, will recognize that, hey, we've got the wherewithal to be able to see that through, and we're establishing and building the team around us that's going to be able to get us from this point to the next point where we want to be. And so for us to be that leader within this space, to be a voice that is trusted and recognized, as well as being that disruptor. I mean, the medicinal psychedelic space alone is an incredibly disruptive industry. I mean, it's on the brink of disrupting our world of mental health treatment as it stands. And so for us to be able to, you know, be that disruptor within the media side of things and present media and content in a way that has never been done before, that's our focus. We want to be different. We want to stand out. We don't want to follow the same path that other media companies, whether it's in the psychedelic space or other industries, have followed before. We want to be something entirely different. We feel we have the opportunity. We've got the creative team here on our side that we feel is going to allow us to stand out. And so I'm very, very excited with what we've been able to establish so far. I'm very excited for the potential that lays ahead here. I mean, I really think we are creating something of significant value here through PSYC. So it's a good position to be in right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, I truly believe that the psychedelic space is just in the first inning, and we just threw out the first pitch. It kind of reminds me of when a lot of these CEOs came on my show 5-6 years ago and talking about CBD, CBC, and the transmitters. I go, wow, I got a transmitter? I didn't even know I had a transmitter inside my body and what CBD does for it and everything. So, you know, education is what I'm really trying to say. And I think you guys are definitely at the precipice of it, the forefront of it. And I think people out there in TV land definitely need to be educated, and hopefully that you take the message out there and educate them.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're focused on doing, and I think you brought up a great example. You know, the psychedelic space is really where cannabis and CBD was, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago. We have a lot of growth ahead of us, but again, I look at what I think is a very advantageous position that we've been able to place ourselves in terms of being able to establish ourselves within this space, build a brand and build an identity for ourselves before the industry really begins to pop, because this is all about looking at what's ahead. Everything we're doing now is about building the foundation for future opportunities. Listen, we're a media company. There's no question about it, but it creates a lot of other opportunities. This audience and this following that we've established, we believe we'll be able to plug this into future opportunities, whether they're media related or whether they're related to something else that's tied to the industry. No matter what, we're very, very bullish in terms of the potential that this industry is going to present over the next few years. And again, we're very, very happy with how we've been able to position ourselves very early on here.
David, before I let you go, give my listeners, your stockholders, one takeaway from the interview today.
Again, I think it's just our ability to follow through with our commitments. Now that we've been able to establish ourselves here over the last year and a half, this is a process. We have a plan. It doesn't move at light speed, unfortunately, but we are making progress. And if you're able to look at this timeline, if you will, from when we started to when we are now, I think you'll see the progress that's been made, the milestones that we have been able to achieve over the last year and a half. And so, again, the only thing I say is we are committed to this. I'm personally committed to seeing this through because, again, I still believe in the potential of this space and of this industry. And I think being able to help PSYC grow into, again, a leader and a disruptor for the medicinal psychedelic space, that's my plan. That's my objective. And I'm committed to seeing that through. So I just hope, if nothing else, folks out there understand that, listen, we're going to come out here. We're going to say things. They may sound bold, but we are committed to seeing them through.
David Flores is my guest today. Sir, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Hopefully you come back in the next 40 or 50 days. Give us an update. I appreciate it, Dave.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.